This is WSKG News. I'm Monica Sandreski. It's not just a presidential year. Area congressional seats are also being contested this fall. New York's 19th congressional district has primaries for both parties coming up at the end of June. And here to take us through the candidates is Brian Tumulty. You see his reports on Washington in the Gannett papers. Brian, welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for joining us today. So the 19th congressional district includes parts of 11 upstate counties, including Delaware and Otsego counties. Republican Chris Gibson holds the seat right now, but is stepping down. Let's stick with the party. Tell us about the Republicans who are running.
We have John Faso, the former state assemblyman, former Republican minority leader in the state assembly, who lives in Kinderhook. We have Rob Bishop, or Robert Bishop, who lives in Delaware County, and he works for a company that exports hay internationally. And then we have Andrew Haney, who is describes himself as a small businessman who owns a propane buying cooperative, used to live in New York City, and now lives in Dutchess County in Millbrook. And they are all running in the June 28th primary, the Tuesday before the July 4th three-day weekend.
Now, are any of those candidates more well-positioned than the others to win the primary on June 28th?
Well, Faso has support of the party organization. He has been endorsed by county committees. He's raised over $1 million, just over $1 million. But Haney, who lives in Dutchess County, was endorsed by Republicans in Dutchess County. And he has raised the most money. He's raised over $1.2 million. So it's pretty heated between the two of them. And then Bishop, who lives in Delaware County, although he's raised only $27,000 and change, he's running a pretty, you know, at least verbally aggressive campaign.
On the Democratic side, then, Zephyr Teachout is the big name running. Remind us who she is.
Zephyr is a law professor at Fordham University. She teaches in Manhattan and takes the train down from a home that she's renting in Dutchess County in Dover. She ran as a anti-corruption candidate for governor in a primary against Andrew Cuomo in 2014 and received a lot of attention throughout the state. She actually beat Cuomo in the 19th congressional district. So she's running for office in a district where she already had some supporters in 2014 against the sitting governor.
And her Democratic challenger is Will Yandick of Columbia County, right?
Right. Will is engaged in his family farming business. He's also been involved in several environmental groups, and he has the support of Democrats in Columbia County. So, you know, it's a geographical difference between the two of them. His family are longtime family members or longtime residents of the congressional district, and Zephyr Teachout moved to the district just over a year ago. Family roots is one distinction that he's pointing out. Although Teachout, running as an anti-corruption outsider, has a lot of support among the same people who voted for Bernie Sanders.
So then do the presidential primary results tell us anything that might indicate who could do well here?
Republicans have an edge in enrollment by about a little over 5,000. On the other hand, in the primary, about 5,800 more Democrats turned out to vote. So Democrats were energized this year in the presidential primary. That might bode well for either Teachout or Yandick.
Like we said, the district includes a lot of the southern tier, but most of the candidates are in the Hudson Valley. Do you think there's any issue in particular that might motivate voters?
You know, fracking is an issue in the Southern Tier, and Teach Out has been involved in the anti-fracking movement. FASO is making an issue of Medicaid and the fact that counties in New York pay a big share of the cost of Medicaid. He says that if he's elected, he will work for legislation that would require that the state pick up almost all the cost of Medicaid, and that would have a big impact on local property taxes.
Is there anything else that we should expect from the candidates in terms of strategy?
You know, I hope all of them participate in public forums, and I think what people should know is that this is one of the most highly contested congressional districts in the country. Most House seats are safely Democratic or safely Republican, and that the people who live in the 11 counties of the 19th Congressional District should feel proud that they live in a district where the issues are discussed and the winner is uncertain. In 2014, if you include the $2.2 million that outside groups spent on the race, there was $11.5 million spent. People will have a chance to hear what the candidates have to say on hot-button issues, which are, you know, a concern to the people in the Hudson Valley and the Southern Tier and in the Catskills.
Brian, thank you for talking with us.
Oh, you're very welcome.